With a Boost by Smith's Rewards membership, you can save up to $1,000 a year with double fuel points on everyday purchases and unlimited free delivery to help you save both time and money. And every Boost membership comes with member-exclusive offers, including free items. So add it all up, and we think you'll agree. The benefits of a Boost by Smith's Rewards membership are more than worth it. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem. The heat of Halloween season. Are you all decked out at the stores?
We sure are. And I love Halloween. What's not fun about Halloween? You know, all the little kids doing the trick-or-treating at your home. You know, I do have some neighbors, and they actually have these really cool stereo systems with speakers outside that play all the music. I mean, you can have so much fun at Halloween. And if you need some decor, stop by Osmond Designs. If you need the speakers with all the cool music, definitely call my friend Matt Healy. He's the owner at the Manhattan Project. And pretty much what that means is he does custom electronic integration. You guys, that just means he's super smart. Matt, we're happy to have you on the show today.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So fun. Okay, let's introduce yourself first.
Okay, my name is Matt Healy. I am the owner at a company called the Manhattan Project. We've been in business since 2006. I've been doing custom electronics for 22 years. So I have seen the evolution from back when we were running everything with serial cables to now where everything is on networks. And we have the ability to do anything that you could ever even imagine.
Okay, so I met Matt just maybe a couple of months ago. We've been working on this gorgeous home. It's the Hunter home, and you're doing all the AV on that. And we met to choose some window coverings. So let's just start there because this is so cool. But let's talk a little bit about that Lutron product and then what other offerings are within that system.
Okay, yeah. So Lutron's a great company. They kind of revolutionized automated window coverings back in the 1980s. They were first to market with it. And so they have developed a system that is the gold standard when it comes to lighting control. And when we talk about lighting control, we don't only talk about natural lighting control that we can get with window coverings. They also offer artificial lighting control. And the beauty about blending the two systems together is we have the ability to control artificial light and natural light in a home. But even take it a step further, most people think of automated window coverings as you pull out your phone and you can open and close the shades, or you go to the controller on the wall and you can drop the shades or open them. Lutron takes it a step further to where we have full automation. We can take the human element out of your lights, your artificial lighting, and your natural lighting. And so that's what is so great about Lutron, and that's why we have been on board with Lutron. And it's the only lighting shading solution product that we offer.
And you'll see a lot of that in homes, custom homes, and you'll also see it a lot in commercial uses as well. A lot of restaurants use this. You can actually program them on a timer, right? So they just do it automatically, or sometimes you have a remote, and just watching those go up and down is actually way more fun than I ever imagined it could be.
Oh, I know, it's a thing of beauty. When you see those shades just start coming down. The other great thing about Lutron, they do have the quietest shades on the market. They are whisper quiet, and it's like magic.
It's so awesome. So as an interior designer, I love to just see what they look like, right? There are so many options, you guys. You can do the commercial. You'll see them in restaurants, but they almost look like vinyl. Office buildings will have these, but now you have Lutron shades with texture. And it was one of the first things I asked Matt. I said, where's the warm and cozy versions of this? And you just brought out this big, amazing book, and we whipped through it, and we narrowed it down really quickly.
Yeah.
So some of those textures are what? Linens?
They have pretty much everything. Almost, yeah, right? Yeah. And they even have, it's more of like canvasy fabrics. So, I mean, everything, like any type of look that you're looking for, Lutron offers it.
And the colors are unbelievable as well. So you can really match any paint color. It's all about, you know, how it looks, how it feels for me. So I absolutely love your Lutron. Smart homes are all the rage right now. People love going into their home and pushing one switch to turn on the entire home or turn off the entire home without running around to seven different bedrooms to make sure that your kids have turned it all off. This is incredible. You offer this.
Yes, yes. And we call it more of a lifestyle product. I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's a luxury. Only the rich and famous have it. But it's gotten to the point in consumer at the consumer level to where it is affordable to put this into your home, and you can have this level of automation or level of control over your house, and it really is a lifestyle changer.
Okay, guys, listen up. Now we're going to talk about televisions. Matt, take it away.
So televisions, honestly, what I'm seeing in the industry right now, 90% of our TVs that we are putting in people's houses is the Samsung Frame TV. It's a great TV. It turns into a piece of artwork when you turn it off. That has been the hottest TV. Aside from that, we have options where TVs go as big as 100 inches now, and they've come down in price. I remember when they first came out, you were spending $40,000 on these. We now have a 100-inch TV that is in the $6,000 to $7,000 price range. And the nice thing about that is you can get the home theater experience without the projector, without the screen, and make it really, really simple. And you just get a lot higher quality than you're ever going to get from a projection system.
So let's talk about speakers and sound bars, right? You can really get that entire theater room sound and look within, you know, just your basement family room.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And the nice thing that we have is in new construction, we have the ability to eliminate sound bars because we can run wires for speakers that are up in the ceiling. And with the current technology, we can backfeed audio and control from the TV right into your sound system. And so your speakers disappear. They're up in the ceiling or they're in the walls, and you don't have that soundbar at your TV. And we have the ability to turn the sound system on and off and control the volume right from the TV remote. And this has been huge for us in the installation world because we used to have to put in third-party control systems like manufacturers like Control4 or Crestron that we'd have to put in there to control all this. And now with that, where we advance in consumer electronics, we have the ability of controlling these sound systems right from the TV with a TV remote. And that works great because so many people have gone away from your traditional television services all to streaming services. And so you have the ability of having the smart hub on your TV. You can pull open whatever app you want to watch, and it runs through your sound system. And so now you're getting high quality sound, very, very simple operation. And we are able to make this look it's so clean and it's so easy to use.
And that's what I'm all about. I just want it easy to use. So I had Matt and his team in my home just over the last few weeks. And I have, you know, this new home that I moved into. If you've been listening to the radio show, I kind of told you that story. There was this great home in my neighborhood. I didn't really plan on moving, but I couldn't resist the deal, the home, the location, the views, all of those things. So put my home up for sale, sold it in a couple of weeks, and then just bought this home as is and just did a huge renovation. So I meet Matt. We're working on the Hunter's home. It's beautiful. I'm very impressed with him and his expertise and his knowledge of his products. So I invited you and your team over and said, help me with my basement family room. I think I had like, 3 inches of cords hanging everywhere.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know. It was a nightmare.
Yeah, it was a snake. I don't even know what it was. I looked at it.
I don't even know what it was.
I almost walked out. I was like, Heather, I don't know if I can help you with this.
This is beneath you. There were speakers that were all up in the ceiling. I don't even know what worked and didn't. I said, Matt, I've never even turned this thing on, but can you please, please, please help me? And he's like, I got you. We got this. So you and your team came over. You installed a brand new, incredible television. The picture is beautiful. The cords are gone. You guys, I watched television last night for the first time in this gorgeous basement family room, and it worked. I could, you know, just push the on button and it worked. It was
that's amazing. Yeah.
Wait, you didn't have 300 remotes?
No.
No, there's one remote.
I know. I even said, what's this other remote? And he's like, you don't need that. I go, really? Like, I don't even, I'm in shock right now.
What kind of weird science is this?
I don't know. It was incredible. Okay, so then I have new speakers, Jeff. This is really cool. Then Matt says, hey, open up your phone and go ahead and download the Sonos app. So he just like whips it out, just, you know, figures all that out and turns on my Apple Music. And then when you turn on the television, it actually...
It just auto-switches to
auto-switches to
the TV sound.
Yeah. So I can be in my basement and just be jamming and then turn on the television and it's stereo speakers while I watch this incredible television, all because of Matt and
so
his expertise.
You remove the part where you say... Which button? I can't remember. Am I supposed to and all that?
I know. It's weird, Jeff. It's so weird when electronics actually work. So I can be a personal advocate for Matt and his team and his company. They finished everything within a couple of hours, and I can't even tell you what a hot mess it was. Matt Healy, the Manhattan Project. He is a custom electronic integration expert. Stay tuned. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We'll be right back.
With a Boost by Smith's Rewards membership, you can save up to $1,000 a year with double fuel points on everyday purchases and unlimited free delivery to help you save both time and money. And every Boost membership comes with member-exclusive offers, including free items. So add it all up, and we think you'll agree. The benefits of a Boost by Smith's Rewards membership are more than worth it. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guys, your testosterone level impacts your energy, libido, weight, and even ED. Schedule your free testosterone level check with the team at Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City. Text the word BOOST, that's B-O-O-S-T, to 65555, or visit RevivePmensHealth.com. Message and data rates apply. Message frequency varies. Text help for help and stop to cancel. RevivePmensHealth.com/privacy policy for how to opt in. Info will be used in RevivePmensHealth.com/terms of use for terms of service.
The NHL has arrived. This season, the puck drops for the Utah Hockey Club.
This is what we've been waiting for.
I cannot wait to get this place buzzing!
I think this crowd is ready for hockey.
It's a community team, and everyone's going to have a part of it.
Witness every goal.
I don't believe what I just saw.
Every save.
Woo!
Every win.
Let's go!
All season long on Utah 16, your home for Utah hockey. Find where to watch at Utah16.com.
An airliner without warning plunges into the Gulf of Alaska. No one knows why. There are no survivors, and loved ones are left to wonder,
what happened to Flight 293?
Unsolved Histories, What Happened to Flight 293? Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. So what's going on in the stores? A lot of Halloween?
Lots of Halloween. We love to make your home look beautiful. We're currently having a huge sell at our store. We always have the no one beats our prices on anything we sell guarantee. And we're celebrating 20 years of being in business. And so everything in the store is an additional 20% off, which makes things really fun and exciting. We love that. If you love Halloween, come to Osmond Designs because we have all the goods in accessories. We have throw blankets, you know, the oranges, the blacks, the silvers, the golds. Those make great pillows. Super inexpensive way to update and make your home very fun for your kids and grandkids. So check it out. Today, I am so excited. Guys, beware, because you may just have to pull over and listen to this radio show. Today, we have Matt Healy. He owns the Manhattan Project, and he is a custom electronic integration expert. Matt, welcome back.
Thank you.
We've been talking a little bit about Samsung TVs.
Yeah, you mentioned that these Samsung frame TVs are the hot thing right now. And while we were talking, I started Googling. This is the giant TVs that when you shut them off, they become a piece of art with a matted frame around whatever photograph, I guess, you pick or piece of art. You want the Mona Lisa staring back at you? Great, that can be done. But I have a question about when you put it on the wall, and I have two experts here to help me. I think that a TV should be low. I forget what the formula is for where it's supposed to be hung for optimal comfort when you're sitting on the couch. I think art usually gets put on the wall in a higher place. So what do you do with a TV that's supposed to be a television and a piece of art?
Well, luckily, on most of the projects we're working on, we have a designer that is able to make those decisions for us.
That's a lot of pressure. So it's different, Jeff, right? Let me just say this real quickly. Most family rooms, great rooms, master bedrooms, they'll have a fireplace. And if it's an existing home, you are really limited to the height of that television and what that can be. However, new construction, there are a lot of linear fireplaces, so those can come down. So, Matt, you know, what you do in a great room could even be different than what you're doing in a master bedroom, where maybe that television is just mounted above the dresser. But it's all personal preference. It depends on the size of the television, the space that you're putting that in, because oftentimes in a great room, your sectional will be sitting farther back than a smaller family room. You'll be sitting a little more forward. So, Matt, answer this the best you can from your view.
Yeah, and like Heather said, I mean, it's personal preference. Every home is different. We've done a lot of installations where the TV goes to the side of the fireplace. They may have a built-in unit, or maybe it's just a wall space, and so it's not mounted up above the fireplace, which from a technical standpoint would be not an ideal viewing location. But then there's a lot of other circumstances where you do have this nice fireplace and this nice mantle, and you would put a piece of artwork up there, and then you can double that as a TV as well. And it might not be the most optimum viewing angle, but in those instances, we really don't have customers complain about that either, because they're getting the best of both worlds. They're getting
I'm the one complaining, because I had this once, and I remember just my neck always hurt when I was watching a lot of TV back then. This was years ago, and staring up at that thing just drove me nuts. But maybe it's just me and it's personal preference.
Well, Jeff, you just didn't have the right designer back in the day. I don't know where you were, in New Jersey or what, but
I was in Philadelphia at the time.
Philadelphia didn't have Matt on your job. You know, we would have solved all those problems for you. So now you know better.
I had a hammer. That's what I had.
Don't do a DIY. Yeah, don't do that. So we're talking Samsung TVs, they're all the rage. You really can choose your frame. They have stainless steel, brushed nickel, gold, black. You know, it really, truly looks like a piece of art. It is so beautiful. That's one of my biggest complaints, is TVs are usually not the best, but when it can look like a piece of art. Tell me a little bit about pricing. They are more affordable than they have ever been.
Yeah, TVs are really affordable. And it's interesting. They're kind of like gasoline. The prices on them move all the time, but they've gotten down to a point now to where I don't think that they're going to get any less expensive than what they are. The frame TV is considered more of a premium TV, so it is you can find less expensive solutions out there. And if you stick with your major manufacturers like Samsung or Sony, you're never going to go wrong with quality of a TV. And then you still have, you know, your higher priced TVs. They have newer technology. We refer to it as OLED. And those TVs are more expensive. But the frame TV isn't the most expensive, and it's not the least expensive. It kind of fits in that middle section of pricing on TVs. And I think that that's one of the reasons that it has been so popular.
So if you need a good Christmas gift, it's not too late to get on your schedule.
It's definitely not too late to get on my schedule.
Window coverings, you guys, we were talking about that in a previous segment, but the most beautiful window coverings, take off the shutters, take off the 3-inch blinds, do the roller shades. You will never regret it. It's beautiful. Lutron system. You can integrate all of this into your home, it's absolutely stunning. It's night and day different.
Yep. And one of the things, too, I want to just kind of recap on the Lutron system. Lutron has a battery-operated shade as well, and so that makes it great if you have an existing home and you want to add that automation, the automated blind features. We have the ability to do that without running wires and cutting up your walls.
Matt, how do people find you?
We have a website, TMP, like the Manhattan Project, SLC, like Salt Lake City, .com. You can call us as well. Our phone number is 801-673-9096.
So Matt is an industry expert in the custom electronic integration, which pretty much just means you're super smart with anything electronic. So happy to have you on the show with us today. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, and it is even approved by an interior designer. They look great. Thank you, Matt. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more on the show.
With a Boost by Smith's Rewards membership, you can save up to $1,000 a year with double fuel points on everyday purchases and unlimited free delivery to help you save both time and money. And every Boost membership comes with member-exclusive offers, including free items. So add it all up, and we think you'll agree. The benefits of a Boost by Smith's Rewards membership are more than worth it. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
Hi, I'm Debbie.
I'm Caitlin. Welcome to our new podcast, Dating at Her Age.
The whole classic, hey, I got to go to the restroom, and then just don't come back.
No. It's a new KSL podcast.
Yeah. All want the meet cute.
We just want a happy ending. Join us for Dating at Her Age. The new episode drops every Thursday on KSLNewsRadio.com.
Hey, it's me, Debbie Dujanovic. Did you know downloading the KSL News Radio app is not only free? It's easy. Just open your app store, type in KSL News Radio, and then download. Or simply text the word app to 57500. And I'll catch you on the radio weekday mornings at 9 on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. So you're all set for Halloween. Are you getting ready for the real holidays?
I know we are. We have the most beautiful Halloween decorations. We have a lot of people that are procrastinators. We only have a couple weeks left, so it's not too late. Get your home decked out for Halloween. And then, of course, we have all of the Thanksgiving decor out. Lots of dining tables, the side chairs, the throw blankets, the pillows, all the goods. And then I'm actually really embarrassed to say we have Christmas out, you guys. I think we're the last store in all of Utah, just because I just think it should be illegal to put out Christmas before Halloween starts. It just seems wrong. But we've already started selling Christmas, so come and check that out as well.
July would like to have a word with you.
I know. Seriously, right? Okay, but even better than talking about all the holiday decor, we actually have an industry expert, Matt Healy, on the show with us today. He is the owner of the Manhattan Project, and he is a custom electronic integration expert. Matt, thank you so much for all of your stuff, all of your info on the previous episodes. And we're going to continue a lot of that. If you missed the previous episodes, make sure that you go back to KSL Podcast, their radio, and re-listen to it, because there's some really good gems in there. So Matt, we've been talking about new construction and existing homes. How do you futurize your home with all of these electronic devices?
If you're building a home, new construction, here's one thing in the technology world that we want to see. We want to see a lot of cabling throughout your house. This will future-proof you for any type of future technology that we have. So our standard that we have, if you're going to wire a bedroom, we'll usually put a TV in a bedroom, or wire for one at least. And that's I recommend wiring every bedroom, every living space. Not everything is capable of running on Wi-Fi, but it doesn't run ideally on Wi-Fi. If it has a network jack on it, we should have a cable there to plug it into the network. And so our standard, when we're dealing with remodels or new construction and we're running cable, is every TV location will have three Cat 6 and one coax. And that leaves you the ability to hardwire your TV, to send audio from your TV to a sound system. It leaves us with an extra network cable there if you wanted to put a streaming device behind your TV, like an Apple TV, and then you can hardwire that in. And then it leaves you a coax cable, so if you're still utilizing cable or satellite service, we have the ability of wiring up a box.
All I can say is, wow.
I completely get this. Did you know that I'm a 737 jetliner pilot? No, seriously. I'm into flight simming. I have like multiple computers, all kinds of data drawing the earth off my computers, and I need a lot of data and it has to arrive quickly. And so I had to have a guy come in, go through my crawl space and run Ethernet through the house. And it was annoying and it was a pain in the butt. If the home was pre-wired properly, I wouldn't have had to worry about any of it. And it is so handy to be able to have Ethernet anywhere you go in your home, because, you know, you have dead spots with Wi-Fi, right, Matt? People run into these problems.
Yes, yes. And it's a big thing. We all remember COVID that happened a few years ago, and we were all stuck in our houses for a couple months. And I'm telling you, you don't realize how much you rely on the internet until you're stuck at home and you have to start working from home and your kids are doing their school from home. And that really kind of changed everybody's perception of home networks. And you see it with all the internet service providers now, and they're, you know, they keep advertising faster and faster speeds. We need the ability to actually utilize those speeds as well. So another thing that we do in remodels and new construction is we wire four wireless access points throughout a house so that we can have a hardwired Wi-Fi access point that distributes Wi-Fi at multiple points in the home. And this is something that you don't get, you know, going over to Best Buy and buying their Wi-Fi extenders that they have. Those systems are considered a mesh system and they work. You'll have signal on your phone, but you know, we always get people that call us and they say, "Hey, I went and got this mesh system from Best Buy, and my internet still isn't that good." And even though you have the internet signal on your phone, that doesn't mean that you're actually getting quality internet to your phone. If you think about a mesh system, you're broadcasting this signal from one point, and then you have a pod at another point that's picking up that signal. The signal that it's picking up is a degraded signal, and then it's rebroadcasting a degraded signal. And so every hop, your internet gets worse and worse.
And experience, so, exactly. I mean, we put the mesh system in. In fact, we tried two of them. It really didn't improve anything at the dead spots in the house.
No, and it looks like it should, because you see the signal on your phone. You're like, oh, I've got great Wi-Fi, you know, and that's not a really good indicator of Wi-Fi. So if we can wire for these access points, we can get full bandwidth to each of these points, and then you're broadcasting the best Wi-Fi possible, the best service that you have at each of those points. And so that's another thing to think about when you're building a home, or if you're doing a remodel, is to get an expert in there to wire for your TVs, wire for your internet, and then spec a system that is a professional grade system so that you can take advantage of that really great internet service that you're paying for.
And wiring beforehand is so much less expensive than trying to retrofit after the fact. So I'm a huge advocate of that for anyone that is doing new construction. Even if you don't plan on having television in each of the guest bedrooms, definitely wire for it. There's no reason not to. The wiring's super inexpensive. And then you just have options.
Oh, yeah, options. And it makes our job so much easier, and you know, the end experience. And you don't know who's going to be moving into that bedroom at some point down the line, and so yeah, the option to wire a TV in there is definitely something it's an easy thing to do, you know, when you have the house torn apart.
Okay, Matt, here's a fun question: how many televisions does a typical home have in Utah?
Well, it depends. If you're in Utah County or...
Here we go.
Let's talk.
Oh, no. It all depends. We do a lot of work up in Summit and Wasatch County, and I would say we're typically doing 5 or 6 home or televisions in a home. But I've done homes where we've had over 20 different locations that you can watch TV.
That includes bathrooms, doesn't it?
It does.
Kitchens, right?
Kitchens, bathrooms. We did a home one time that had 3 TVs that were built into the cabinetry in the kitchen.
Wow.
And then they had 2 TVs in the great room that were right across from the kitchen. So in one area, there were 5 different things that you could watch.
Wow.
I stayed at a hotel in Vegas once where there was a TV inlaid in the bathroom mirror. Just like you use the bathroom mirror, it's gigantic, but in a part of it, there's a TV screen. Is that something that's custom to this hotel, or is that doable?
No,
it was insane.
Yeah, that's doable. That was a trend that kind of picked up for a little bit. We were doing that. I'm trying to think of when that was. That was probably about 10 years ago. We did a few of those. I personally haven't had any customers that have asked for that since then, but it was a trend for a little bit. So
a couple of years ago, I actually did a parade home in the Utah Valley Parade of Homes, and in their basement great room, they had 4 huge screens that were all integrated. So it was almost the entire basement wall in that family room was all television. So the guy could watch his favorite sports. He could be watching a movie, know what's going on with Bloomberg, all at the same time. I was just blown away.
Yeah, and those, yeah, we refer to those as video walls. And we have the ability to watch 4 different things, or you could go to 9, you know, and watch 9 different things. But then we can take that image. We can take 1 image and fill all 9 screens with it, too. And so you kind of have, you know, the ability of breaking that up. If you have a large screen, too, we have the ability of feeding multiple sources to that, and we can break it up on 1 screen. And we've done that in theater rooms to where you can take 1 projector screen and watch 4 different things on it or watch 1 thing. So we can build it 2 different ways.
Wow. Okay, so Matt, how does it work with security systems?
So security systems, we do a lot of camera systems, and camera systems are great. I mean, they've come a long way. Everyone knows about a Ring doorbell where somebody rings a doorbell, it pops up on your phone, you can talk to them. Ring has the ability now of popping up on your TV when you ring the doorbell. So if you're watching TV, you can see who's at your door, at the front door. And there's several different systems that are available out on the market that do the same thing. And we can go from a system like Ring, or we could do a standalone camera system that you have a network video recorder in your home and your security cameras around. Those are all viewable through an app, and we can take the video output off of the network video recorder and run that into your TV as well so that you have visibility of your home. So there are a lot of options when it comes to security. Cameras are a great addition to any home. It's one of those things, just being able to see your home, see what's going on. And if anything happens, you have the ability to go and pull up that information and it's recorded for you.
Okay, so you do window coverings, you do camera systems, so security systems, you do televisions, you do light switches,
yep,
right?
Lighting control. We do sound systems, home theaters, pretty much anything in the electronics world, we have the ability to do.
Unbelievable. How do people find you?
So we have a website, tmpslc.com, or you could call us. Our phone number is 801-673-9096.
And what areas do you service?
So we service the entire Wasatch Front, front side and back side. I mean, we've done jobs all over, all the way from California up through Idaho, Wyoming, Nevada, Arizona. We're not afraid to go anywhere. We actually are doing a project right now in Hawaii, so we go wherever people need us.
Excellent. Commercial and residential custom electronic integration. Matt Healy, owner of the Manhattan Project. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back on the KSL Real Estate Show.
With a Boost by Smith's Rewards membership, you can save up to $1,000 a year with double fuel points on everyday purchases and unlimited free delivery to help you save both time and money. And every Boost membership comes with member-exclusive offers, including free items. So add it all up and we think you'll agree. The benefits of a Boost by Smith's Rewards membership are more than worth it. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
Hi, I'm Debbie.
I'm Caitlin.
Welcome to our new podcast, Dating at Her Age.
The whole classic, hey, I got to go to the restroom, and then just don't come back.
No. It's a new KSL podcast.
Y'all want the meet cute.
We just want a happy ending. Join us for Dating at Her Age. The new episode drops every Thursday on KSLNewsRadio.com.
I'm KSL News Radio's Jeff Kaplan. Do you want to be the first to know when there's major breaking news? How about avoiding a traffic jam that might slow you down on the way to work? Well, subscribe to KSL's breaking news texts. Just text the word news to 57500. Meantime, I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs with stores in Lehi and Orem, stores that are decked out for Halloween.
They sure are. It is so much fun at Osmond Designs right now. Please stop by. Bring your trucks and trailers. Everything is in stock and you can load it up and take it home and make it beautiful. And then today we actually have Matt Healy. He's the owner of the Manhattan Project. He is the expert for custom electronic integration. So once your home looks beautiful, then you call Matt and his team and they'll actually make your television work, your window shades work, your cameras, your security, and you know, your audio, all of those good things. Matt, you're incredible. But before I say too much more about you, I just want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are the sponsors of this KSL Real Estate Show. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends, and they have been in business for 130 years. They're family owned, and it's easy to get loans from Central Bank. Auto loans, new construction loans, HELOC loans, you know, they have savings plans, all of the good things. So please check out Central Bank. They have locations all across the Wasatch Front. Matt, you know, all of our KSL listeners are listening to what we've been talking about. If they're home and they want to get a hold of you, how does the process work for them to upgrade their current system that they have?
Well, the process is simple. You call us up, we come out, we'll take a look at what you have and what your needs are. We have the ability of taking whatever you have, upgrading it. We have products that we can retrofit. So if you have a home that's finished and you're saying, hey, well, we're not doing a remodel, but we do want to add some lighting control. We do want to add some automated shading solutions. We do want to add sound throughout the house. We have the ability of using products that are designed for retrofit applications like that. And we can go in there and we can modernize your home, upgrade your Wi-Fi network so that you're getting great internet throughout the home. And then take it from there. We have solutions for every application.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Sonos. That's a brand that a lot of people have heard about.
Yeah, Sonos came out. It started as a consumer brand. They were very, very smart because they saw the need in the custom installation world, and they created products to where Sonos used to just be plug-in speakers. They were Wi-Fi speakers that you'd plug in, and then you have music throughout your house. Now they've advanced further than that, and we have products to where we can have the in-ceiling speakers or the speakers in the wall, the hidden speakers, and then you still have the same functionality of Sonos. And the nice part about Sonos is if you do want that music throughout your house and you don't want to go through cutting up your walls, you don't want to go through this big remodel process, they have great products that are just plug-in Wi-Fi products, and you can create that whole house audio experience with their plug-in products.
That's incredible. Okay, so last but not least, we have to go back to those Samsung TVs. I'm in love with them. I'm an interior designer. I love the fact that a television can have a frame on it and it can be art in the time that it is not being a television.
Yeah, and we get people, they're like, oh, is the frame TV really that great? Not only is it great because it turns into a piece of artwork, if you've ever looked at the installation of a frame TV, Samsung has this really, really cool mounting system, and it allows a TV to sit flat on a wall. And you don't know for how many years that was the one complaint. Well, is there any way you can get my TV closer to the wall? And then Samsung, when they introduced the frame TV, they had the solution. So it hangs on the wall like a picture. It sits flat on the wall like a picture, and you don't have that side profile on the TV where it's hanging off the wall a couple inches, you know, and that was one of the things that people, it's not that they would complain about it, but it was like, can you get that tighter to the wall? And so the frame TVs are great. They look great. They perform great. It's a great upgrade to any home. And the pictures on them, they're very, very, very convincing that it is a picture.
And how much more expensive is it? 25% more, 50% more? What would you say?
Well, it's hard to say because the prices on TVs range from the bottom end to the top end. But I would say that it is. So if you look at TV pricing, you're probably up in the 75% range of, you know, on a scale of 1 to 100. So it's higher than middle, but it's not top end. So they are a premium, but I think that they're worth every penny.
Matt Healy, the Manhattan Project, definitely find him and his team. They're the best in the business. Custom electronic integration is what we've been talking about today. Thank you so much again, Matt, for being on the show with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, signing off for today. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much for joining us today.
With a Boost by Smith's Rewards membership, you can save up to $1,000 a year with double fuel points on everyday purchases and unlimited free delivery to help you save both time and money. And every Boost membership comes with member-exclusive offers, including free items. So add it all up, and we think you'll agree. The benefits of a Boost by Smith's Rewards membership are more than worth it. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.